All right, guys, let's talk about Black Clover. Black Clover. Listen, I got to say, by the way, I'm talking about the manga. I've been reading the manga lately, and the manga, as you know, I just finished the Elf Invasion arc and the Demon Invasion arc. And they're basically finishing up that arc, and we're going into another arc right now. Now, the anime is just touching on the Elf Invasion arc, and it's building up. I'm saving the episodes. I'm letting the episodes build up, so I can just binge watch them. I think at least 10 episodes or more is out now after the Elf Invasion arc. All right, so I'm going to be watching those and probably doing a little review on them. I'm sure most of you guys will be watching. I've watched them already. If you just want to hear me talk about them, you can make sure you check out the podcast. So make sure you follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, wherever you're listening to podcasts, okay? Now, let's get into the manga. So the last two chapters I'm going to be basically, it's really not much to be reviewed exactly. Now, just a few things to talk about because these last two chapters have been pretty much straightforward. The last couple of chapters have been pretty much straightforward because, as I said, they're finishing up one chapter, finishing up an arc, and they're going to go into another arc right now. So let's start with the obvious thing in the chapter. So the last three chapters touch on the fact that now we are in the aftermath of this huge war taking place in the kingdom, the Magic Kingdom, right? And so right now, there's a dilemma, right? So if you know, remember, the Elves invasion, you know, a lot of prominent magic knights were possessed by elf souls, right? Or to put it a better way, elves were reincarnated into a lot of top magic knights' bodies, right? They possessed those bodies and then they went on a rampage. So for some common citizens who witness all of that, all they can say is that magic knights that they look up to, magic knights that is supposed to be protecting them, are now in turn attacking them, inflicting pain, killing and damaging the citizens of the kingdom, the magic, right? And so they are now is a huge problem. And so the Wizard King Julius said, listen, we have a problem on our hands, you know. Asta, you're most likely going to die, right? And of course, Asta didn't die, but the reason was this. Someone has to take blame for what happened, you know. And if you, it's politics and it's governance, and this is what happens in governance and politics, right? In order to maintain order, there's a lot of sacrifices that needs to be made, right? And the sacrifice that they thought was cheaper and way easier in order to maintain the order of everything that they have built up over the years is to sacrifice Asta. Use Asta as a scapegoat because he's actually possessed by a demon, right? And you could just say, hey, this is what happened, and you can save face for the actual magic knights who were possessed by elf souls and went on a rampage with the elf's consciousness to kill and destroy the kingdom, right? And so in order to restore faith into the citizens of that kingdom and into the Clover Kingdom and ensure that the order that has been built up over the years is not destroyed like the kingdom is right now. Because as you know, the kingdom has been totally destroyed, you know, buildings, people, limited damage. And so they have the kingdom, the Clover Kingdom is now in a rebuilding mode. And they don't want to have further unrest by not having the magic knights be looked upon as what? The source of order and protection for the kingdom, right? We have to have the magic knights be considered prominently in the position that they are in to be good and pivotal right now in the rebuilding process that the Clover Kingdom is going to undertake. And so they needed a scapegoat in order to maintain that order, right? In order to do all of that. And this is how Asta was caught up in it. And Asta was brought to court and exposed to be a demon and all of these things. And the Black Bolts came rushing in. And as I'm going through quick, because as I said, the chapters was pretty much straightforward. There wasn't much underline or subtext that needs to be exposed really much. Really, these last chapters have pretty much been setting up for the next arc, right? The only subtext is that this is setting up for the next arc. The writer was basically trying to find an excuse for the next arc, and I'm going to touch on that later on. So yeah, we have Asta going to court, then the Black Bolt storming the court, you know, trying to rescue Asta, You know, we got a lot of exciting shit, you know, a lot of exciting dialogue between Yami and the guy who was judging us, I forgot his name. And then we had Nozzle and Fugle or whatever, you know, rushing in to stop that because Yami was practically about to cut this nigga's head off, you know, in order to save his Black Bull comrade, you know, Asta and the bird. What's her name again? I keep forgetting her name, right? Anyway, and so the magic wizard King Julius came up with an ingenious idea, actually. You know, he's basically saying, listen, I'm going to banish Asta. And he allowed the two of the most prominent royal family members, again, the Silver family and the Fugle or whatever family, to deliver this news, right? And the court session was attended by mostly royals, right? So not only by using these two to send the message, it was basically putting the royals in a position where they can't really outright rebel against it, because then they will be rebelling against their own kind, the royals as well. So he used them to send the message, which was pretty good. And basically what's going to happen now is that we're going to see the Black Bulls basically banished from the kingdom, the Clover Kingdom. In basically what Julius is doing is sending them on a trip to go find out more about the devil and its power and seek answers. But it was also under the pretext of saying that, okay, we are banishing the demon kid for his crimes, and we are allowing the Black Clover, we are allowing the Black Bulls to monitor and ensure that, you know, his banishment is upheld. And so we're basically banishing the old Black Bulls, and so that they can go find answers. And this is the perfect setup for the next arc, which we're about to head into, right? The arc that we're about to head into, we might see a time skip, maybe, maybe not, right? The next arc doesn't really require a time skip, but, you know, a time skip might really make it a lot more exciting, I guess, to see a more grown-up version of these characters with more power and a better understand Asta's, a better understanding of his power and what the demon and all these things, right? And so that's where we are currently. That's where the last couple of chapters is heading towards right now. So they're going to be banished from the Clover Kingdom, and they're going to be searching for answers. They're going to be basically going on an adventure, which is always good in anime. Anime adventures are always great. You know, for all of the top animes, it's always exciting when our main characters go on adventure, learn more about themselves, learn more about their power, and build a bond and relationship that we actually like. And it's pretty good because the Black Clover is pretty much the Black Bulls are pretty much a very entertaining squad. So we're gonna be seeing the Black Bulls and Asta exploring foreign territories, interacting with new characters, new characters with new magic, and we're gonna be able to see them grow. And the big question that a lot of people is having right now is that, are we going to be seeing simultaneously both the adventure that's taking place by the Black Bulls and Asta, as well as the development that's taking place in the Clover Kingdom? Are this arc is going to be solely based on the adventure that the Black Bulls are going to go on? Because there's a question now that needs to be asked. If this chapter is going to be solely focused on the adventure or the banishment of the Black Bulls and seeing them move through foreign territory and interact with other new characters, and so what happens to some of the old characters that we love that is not a part of the Black Bulls? Like, is Yuno gonna find some excuse to go on this adventure? You know, so many characters that we probably want to see go on this adventure as well. So that's a question that's being asked. That's something that is not yet fleshed out. That's something that might happen. Let's see how that develop. But that's pretty much what's happening in the last chapters. As I said, this chapter is pretty much straightforward. I don't think I need to explain anything to you guys. You guys read it and you know exactly what it's about. So some of the questions I get, as I said, that most of you might have is questions like these that I just posed. Who else is going to go on this adventure apart from Black Bulls? Is this arc is going to be solely focused on Black Bulls moving through foreign territory, trying to figure out more about the devil and all of these things? And an interesting thing that in a previous chapter, like just after the aftermath, and we find out that Julius wasn't dead. Julius said something very interesting, which also set up this manga, pretty much suggesting that this manga has the potential to go on for a while, because Julius pretty much said that right now the Clover Kingdom is in a ruined state practically after this huge war. We are depleted in manpower and resources and all of these things, and we have the Diamond Kingdom, the Spirit Kingdom, the Void area, and all of these things, and other kingdoms that are currently viewing, probably want to take this opportunity to probably start a war with us. So there's a lot of material to flesh out and to delve into. And so I'm not sure how long this arc is going to be, because this arc, Probably this arc is going to be a mini arc that also ties into a bigger arc. Like, probably we are going to just see a few chapters of the Black Bulls, you know, really going on an adventure until they probably do some quick feat that can justify Asta returning to the kingdom and stuff like that, as well as also discovering. So probably they discover, on their journey, they discover some more information about the demons. What? Probably the demons have a huge plan play at a huge, and in what's taking place, you need the development of aggression between the other kingdoms and all of these things, you know. So there's a lot of story, a lot of material, a lot of things to be worked with here. And I have to say that I really appreciate the art of this manga. The only thing I like about this manga is that it's straightforward, but it's also very good in terms of storytelling and suspense, you know. Even though it's a very straightforward manga, it still managed to reserve a lot of suspense. Like, again, the last couple of chapters have been very straightforward. It's basically telling you exactly what it's about to do. But even in doing so, it creates so much questions. Like, who are they going to interact with? It's like the straightforwardness in and of itself is a tool for suspense. Because he's telling you exactly what he's going to do. So now you're wondering what he's not going to do. How is he going to do it? Right? And it's pretty good. I have to say, I just enjoy Black Clover, man. I really enjoy Black Clover. Anyway, that's it for this episode. I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. As a matter of fact, I might be releasing a lot of a podcast episode today and the next follow couple of days, because I'm now getting some free time and I'm watching a lot of anime. And again, people, make sure you check out Anchor, the Anchor app. I'm trying to find someone that I can, you know, bounce ideas off and talk to on the podcast. I'm trying to expand this podcast. And I just got a new mic, got a new laptop, and I got a new webcam. Thank you guys for, I've been getting a lot of listeners lately, and you guys are, you know, I get to buy these new things, like the new laptop, new mic, new webcam, because you guys listen to the podcast, you know. And so thank you guys. All right, so I'm gonna start being active on my YouTube channel. You guys can watch me there if you want. Anyway, that's it for this episode. See you guys in the next one. Peace out.